Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. In the studio, it's Monday, so that means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And, you know, Sandy, before we went to break, we were talking about the fact that it looks like we could be headed towards recession. And I was asking you some questions before we went to break, and you mentioned a term, stagflation. Well, what is that?
It's a condition male deer get in the during the rutting season.
Hey,
No.
Sandy, that's not true. Let me do the humor.
Okay.
I'm joking. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I should say in advance whether it's a joke or not. Is that so? Stagflation was a term that was coined during the late 70s and 80s, the Jimmy Carter period and the Reagan period. And it was a period when we had inflation. Now, inflation would normally come because there's lots of money in the economy, and the money is bidding up the price of things. And there was a period in the early period of that inflation where the view was that increased wages were putting more money in the pocket of workers, and these workers were then bidding the price of things up because the supply was harder to increase at the same rate as the rate at which money was building up in workers' pockets. And that was called demand pull inflation, you know. But the fact is that it pretty quickly converted into something else. We had this inflation that was pretty damn steep compared to historic inflation in the period of the 1900s running up to that time. And so Paul Volcker, the head of the Federal Reserve, decided that it was time to stamp out inflation because, like I've said in earlier shows, inflation is a psychology. It's driven by people thinking that something is going to be substantially more expensive in the future than it is today, and I'm going to buy that something, so I better buy it today, better hurry to the grocery store and buy all the toilet paper because it's going to be gone or more expensive right tomorrow, or I better buy that car because I can see the price of the sticker price going up very rapidly. And so that's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because the more that get bought today, the more that bids the price up going forward.
So that's out of fear.
It's, yes, almost all economic there is a fear-driven thing. If things are going, if the stock market's going up, people jump in because they're afraid they're going to miss the rise, right? So
right,
even that's fearful. It's sort of greed fear, but there's lots of activity in economics that's simply driven by fear. And inflation is a fearful response. And so in order to get rid of that view, the Federal Reserve has a view that they have to drive interest rates up. And lots of that buying now to avoid future price increases is done with borrowed money. It was facilitated greatly by credit cards, which were a relatively new invention in the 70s and early 80s. And credit card debt and installment debt went up very rapidly during that time period because people were borrowing money to buy the refrigerator, to buy the car, to buy all the things that they thought were going to get more expensive, bidding the price up as
right
they did it. And so in order to get rid of that fear of the future, or that ability to deal with the fear by borrowing money, the Fed decided we have to raise interest rates. And so installment debt got very expensive. If you were going to borrow money to buy a car, you were going to pay 13 or 14 or 15% a year to borrow that money to buy the car. So that gave everyone second thoughts, like, am I really going to borrow money at 14%? Is that car going to get 14% more expensive next year? So that was designed to curtail demand in the current period so that this bidding up of prices could slow down, to take money essentially out of the pocket of the buyers in some fashion. And what we have right now is we do have real wage increases over the past 12 months, which is a condition that can help inflation. And we also just have this shortage, which is something we didn't have in the 70s and 80s. We did a little bit with oil, with the cartel movements, but basically we didn't have shortages. Now we actually have real shortages of goods, so that we have a bidding up of price. We have the ability of corporations to make profits in a period of falling production. That is a bad sign. You know, that's why the financial community measures, for instance, the number of units of iPhones that are sold, and they measure that just as carefully as they measure the profit being earned on each iPhone, because everyone understands that high profits per unit of sale is not a very sustainable future for a profitable future. And so we do have, the conditions are now here for stagflation. We've got an inflationary outlook in terms of the public, and we had 7%, almost 8% inflation for its running 12-month periods. That's high inflation as compared to what we've had. It's enough inflation to drive you to buy something today rather than waiting until tomorrow. Now, that is the psychology of inflation. And when the psychology of inflation carries through, even when wages aren't going up, which is what happened in the late 70s and early 80s, you have stagflation.
But Sandy, that's a burden on people who aren't well off, who go to purchase something on credit in the face of what's coming is foolhardy.
Absolutely. I mean, stagflation was very bad for real estate developers. There are some major sources of wealth that get damaged by stagflation. But a major victim of stagflation are income-earning people who rely on their monthly paycheck to make it, okay? Those people get hurt rather badly because their pay can't keep up. You don't get 15% pay increases every year. That just doesn't happen, has never happened.
Now, who do we have on the line, Sam?
CJ from Madison.
Hey, CJ, what's going on, man?
Hi, Earl. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, and you finally called early enough that we don't have to shut you off quickly. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, President Biden was told by Larry Summers, who was Obama's economic advisor, don't do what he's doing. Pounding money, more money than we have for supplies, inflation, 40-year high. I bought my first house when Jimmy Carter was president, 18.5% interest. I got a 12.5% land contract. That's how pitiful this is. It's only taken Biden 1.5 years to become the worst president ever. And I tell you what.
Do you have any statistics to back that up, CJ? The worst president ever?
Inflation rate, the highest inflation rate in 40 years.
Well, let's CJ, say, I don't want to interrupt you, but we will unpack that when you get done, just so you know, because you want to lay this at the feet of Biden, and you don't want to lay this at the feet of Donald Trump's massive deficits that were experienced during a boom revenue period under Donald Trump, which only resulted in a tax cut which increased the deficits. You don't think that kind of stimulus has had an impact on building up an inflationary spiral? Because that's interesting. Did you take Ec 101? I'm just wondering. That's not an insult, but I just wondered where we should start in terms of discussing the issue.
Are you there, CJ?
Well, look, this is Biden's economy. And I tell you what, he's doing nothing but cause more inflation. And this is a tax on the lower income people. This hurts the low income people. Inflation kills it. Any pay raise they got was killed by Biden's...
Well, let's talk about that, CJ, because for the last 12 months, the real wage increase has been more than the inflation. Now, will that continue? No, it won't. But and will there have to be higher interest rates in order to defeat the inflation? Yes, there probably will be. Is the president responsible for the higher interest rates? I don't know because
yeah.
I think, well, I'm not sure. Well, why you think he, why? Because he determines the Federal Reserve policies? Because the Federal Reserve policies have everything to do with the deficits, the toolbox we have, the situation we have in hand. You know, I'm not at all sure. Why weren't you calling in when Donald Trump was trying to get a tax reduction at a time of a financial boom in the country, which increased the size of the deficits, which is a very un-Republican thing to do? Why didn't you call in? Were you calling in then? No, you know why?
Yes,
because the result of those actions at that time was to reward asset holders, people who with wealth, people who owned homes and stock. It was a heavy-duty reward for asset holders to do that to the economy. And the people who benefited from that conduct are people who owned stock.
CJ, did you hear all that?
I did, but I tell you what, who pays taxes? And you're driving.
Ah, so now you're. Wait a minute. Are we into the makers and takers? Because incidentally, if you earn money on the stock market, you don't pay taxes till you sell the stock. CJ, do you own stock?
I am part of a 401k.
Sure.
Plan. Yes,
okay, well, 401ks don't pay income taxes on capital gains because it's all tax deferred. But incidentally, people who own stock and who don't sell the stock and realize the gains only realize an increase in wealth, and they don't pay taxes on it. And you know what most people of huge means do with this increase in wealth they have? They go to the bank, particularly during this period of very low interest rates, and they would borrow money at 1% or 2% rather than take the money out of the stock market and pay a tax on it. And then they would simply pay the money back over time, and that had zero income effect. The interest was deductible up until very recently. And so how did the wealthy get wealthy during this period? They did it by getting benefited by federal policies and not paying taxes.
You know, Sandy, but you're challenging CJ with everything that he's been hearing on Fox News. That maybe what he's hearing on Fox News is not.
Well, no, I don't blame CJ. I just think too many Americans think that the stock market is the thermometer to look at and to measure the how well the American economy is doing, and it has almost nothing to do with Tom, Dick, and Mary and how they're doing in the economy, and it has very little to do with how much taxes are paid.
And the fact that it's so easy to say we're in this condition because of Joe Biden and the Democrats. That's easy to say, right? You can't back it up. 844-967-2789. We've got to go to a break. Thank you, CJ. We'll be right back.